Okay.
Right? All right. If everyone will come to order, I'd like to welcome you out this morning to the Monday, October 15th, 2012, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll begin this morning by an invocation given by Commissioner Hefner, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Lord, we thank you for another day and for all the many blessings that you give us. Thank you for being able to live in a free country, Lord, and we pray that you would be with us this morning as we make these decisions. Just help us to make the right ones. I just ask you, Lord, to protect us all as we go through this week. Help us to be better witnesses for you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the meeting held on September the 28th, 2012.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll's approved. Item 3D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Judge.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to zero out our 2012 budget year?
No, these are they're interdepartmental transfers between the departments themselves, and then we'll have another set of budget amendments that go between the departments, trying to clear everything up.
So you think we'll have just one more set then?
That's what I asked her this morning. That's what she said.
Okay. Are we going to be able to take any money out of any of the departments and put that back in the budget, or are they going to try and spend all their money? Do we know that answer yet?
Well, they can't spend any money out of 12 anymore.
Okay.
But so we still have bills coming in.
So these are just the bills that we're paying.
We won't know that until the final amendments have taken.
We still have some bills coming in.
Yeah. So. We don't know.
Texas still hasn't gone out yet. So.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3E are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Any discussion? Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. 3F are auditor's reports, and there are none this round. Item 3G is recording invoices pertaining to maintenance work on the Upshur County school land and executed joint election agreements with Union Hill ISD, New Diana ISD, and Harmony ISD.
Do we need to do that in two parts?
No, you can just record them all.
Okay. Move to record the Upshur County school land documents, the joint agreement with Union Hill ISD, New Diana ISD, and Harmony ISD.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to record the documents listed in item 3G. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item H are bonds, oaths, and deputations. I don't have any of those. Item 3I are applications for use of Upshur County school, Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve the application for use of roads, rights of ways, and permit requests.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve the appointment of a deputy constable for Precinct 4. Constable Hill gave me a written request that this be on the agenda.
This will be just like the other two, where they...
Unpaid.
And I'm going to say something. I'm for one, but I had some calls out of the precinct that said they would not like that.
Okay.
To happen. So explaining my position on that.
So you had calls from your precinct that said...
They would, that didn't, I'll just tell you what they told me. They said they didn't want, didn't see why he needed a deputy when they never see him working. That was the quote.
So the deputy, would he be driving the constable's car and using county fuel petroleum?
At some point, I'm sure he would.
Yeah, he might.
This is your precinct, Commissioner.
Would you like to visit with Constable Hill first?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
And I might have him talk with the people.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we won't take any action on item 4. I'll put it on the next agenda, though.
Okay.
Or you, why don't you request it when you're ready for it back?
Okay.
Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing county grant for Meals on Wheels Ministry, and Ms. Orms would like to address this issue.
Do I speak here?
That'll be fine right there.
Thank you for the improvement in the sound. I could not hear anything in the last meeting, and I do appreciate it. I also want to express my appreciation to the Commissioner's Court. I don't agree with everything you do, but I do appreciate your service to the county. I am a longtime volunteer for Meals on Wheels. And if you're not familiar with that program, if you've not volunteered, if you haven't gone into these homes, then you need to do so if you have any doubt about not funding. It's a wonderful program, and it is a much-needed program. And I would appreciate that the Commissioners would look favorably upon this.
Thank you, Ms. Orms. It is in the budget, gentlemen, that we adopted. There's $2,100 in the budget.
Move to approve the resolution authorizing county grant for Meals on Wheels.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution authorizing the grant for Meals on Wheels. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, that's something we've been approving for several years.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. For quite some time. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to issue requests for proposals for selection of a construction manager as constructor for the Upshur County Courthouse Emergency ADA Compliance. And this came from Charlie Wilson at Komatsu, and this is their form. It has some dates in it that we need to pay attention to. They include opening and reading the names of those that present a proposal on November the 15th, and then approving a selection on November the 30th.
And what was the...
Is this the packet that will go out?
Yes.
Basically?
Yes. Of course, it won't have that cover.
Right.
The email.
That was what was on the date.
Or that will be available.
Okay, today we're going to do the RFQ?
Yes.
Okay.
So do they call the county and get this packet if they're interested?
No. They can either call the county or they can call Komatsu.
Okay.
Either one. We'll have it here.
And then what would the
Go to Komatsu.
What would the pre-submittal conference consist of?
That will be... there's two. There's a required meeting that they'll have to show up and meet with the architectural firm first.
Okay.
And so the architectural firm can explain to them. Well, you want to answer that?
They'll have a pre-bid meeting where all the interested parties will show up, and they'll do a walkthrough and just kind of a general overview of what's going to take place
and
before they bid.
And that'll be Komatsu then.
Yeah, Komatsu will hit it up. Some of us will probably want to be there just to kind of walk with them. But
yeah.
Yes. You maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
You go ahead, because I was just going to...
I was going to ask, how is this going to be advertised, and who's going to pay for that? So
we
got respondents that know it's available.
Right. We pay for it, and it will be published twice, and the local government code requires it be published twice in the Gilmer Mirror. It'll publish once this Wednesday, and then it'll publish Saturday.
Okay.
And that gets us, that meets the guidelines.
Okay. Can we also, I'd like to see it placed on our website too.
Okay.
Ms. Kelly, can we do that?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
And then there is one other meeting prior to the opening of the bids or the proposals. And that is a meeting where they can show up and they can ask questions of the architect prior to bidding. And that's different than the pre-bid conference.
Okay.
All right. I move to issue request for proposal for selection of construction manager as constructor.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to issue the request for proposals as submitted by Komatsu. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I'm going to put one in the record. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve Emma Oaks Road to begin 2-year waiting period for county maintenance and accept cash performance bond.
I talked to the man this morning, and he did not bring the bond because he was still unsure who to make it out to.
Okay.
So he told me if we approve it and determine who to make it out to, that he would bring us the bond tomorrow.
Okay. So will you explain to the court what... I mean, the way I understand it, he wants to give a cash bond instead of...
His bond is only going to be $4,000, and he said it was going to cost him $1,000 to get it. He said he could pay the $4,000 up front, and then at the end of the 2 years, he could have all of his money back and not lose that
$1,000. Okay.
So he'll get $5,000 back?
No. He'll get what he'd give us to hold.
$4,000.
No. $4,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to cover maintenance or whatever.
The way a cash bond works in a criminal court, it works just that way. It's held by the county clerk, and the money sits there until it would take an order by this court to release the money, and she holds it in safekeeping.
So somebody in 2 years, when this is time for this to come up, one of y'all will have to put it back on there to give him his money back.
Okay.
If it's if the road is accepted into the county maintenance.
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough to cover this road?
According to our, we'll have to ask Eric. According to our plan, we have a 80, help me out on what our...
What the rate is.
What the rate is. I'm thinking it's $8,700 per quarter mile. Is that correct?
No, the rate that's passed in our subdivision road guidelines is $7,000 per tenth of a mile. That's the rate that is been reported on our documents. No, the implication to this bond is that the road meets specifications, that it's, you know, applicable, appropriate to put on the two-year waiting list to begin with.
Okay, it's $7,000 per tenth. And he said he had 0.3 of a mile. That's what he told me, so.
Well, that means he needs $21,000.
That's $21,000.
Three.
You said 7,000 per tenth?
Per tenth.
That's $21,000.
Well, he read it wrong then.
Yeah.
We adopted this when we changed our procedure,
yes,
like several months back. Did we adopt at that time a dollar amount, or Eric, are you coming up with a figure?
I don't remember where we.
I don't recall.
I don't remember a figure either.
I can give it to you very easily.
That the court,
yes,
discussed and adopted.
Yes. If you were that, when y'all adopted the revised specifications for subdivision roads, the last two pages is the bond document. And the very last page of the bond document says who the bond's made out to. It's the county judge or his successors, and it has the minimum rate, which is $7,000 per tenth. So it's all approved. It's been that way. I think it's January last year, so it's been almost a year. It's been 10 months. So
we do the bond and the two-year waiting period?
It's a two-year bond.
Yeah.
That's what...
Yeah.
And if the road...
Not poking at you, but that's what you wanted, Cole.
Well, here's my question. When we accept a road on the... I mean, because I don't think I was here when this occurred.
Right.
So we accept the road under the waiting period because it meets our requirements. And then at the end of the 2 years, we take it off the waiting period if it still meets our requirements.
Yeah,
what's the purpose of the bond?
The bond is if the sub-developer are the one guaranteeing the road went broke.
But see, I tried to explain this last time. We have no hold over their money until we accept it into the maintenance period, because it's like a performance bond on a road that's not in our maintenance. So we have no control over it. We have no way to ever get the money out of it.
The only thing it does is it keeps us from walking off and leaving the homeowners in a subdivision without a road. If
there's
we didn't accept
it.
Okay,
so there is a road in my precinct that I can't remember the name of the subdivision, but the developer come in, built the road, sold all the houses, he went belly up, and they're sitting there with a...
Well, that's Silk Tree Lake Estates. I know what you're talking
about. If it's payable to Upshur County, how are we going to give it to the landowners that live in the subdivision?
I guess we could accept the road, and then it would be ours.
Yeah, we accept the road.
And then it allows us to bring
the road
right up to specs.
That's right.
If you handle it that way.
It's no protection for the county at all. It's just
I thought we did away with the waiting period by doing this. That's not the way that we adopted. We didn't do away.
We didn't do away with
the 2 year one.
We should, but we didn't.
It's still a 2 year performance bond. It's still a 2 year to ensure that the road will at least last 2 years before you accept it into the system.
Okay.
So the principle is still there.
But I thought the purpose of this here was so the people that moved onto that road out there would be established living on a county road, with the understanding that performance bond was going to keep it maintained.
No. So the performance bond is there for, is if the road fails during the 2 year period, there is money that we have available to have contracted out to repair it when it's in our inventory.
This is to protect the homeowner.
Right, and us as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's county protection as well. So we're not inheriting a liability.
Okay.
What's it cost us to build a tenth of a mile?
A tenth of a mile?
$7,000.
What's it cost you out of your budget to build a tenth of a mile road?
A brand new road, old top?
Let me bring you those numbers. I can't give you that on the spot.
You think it's more or less than this figure here of $7,000?
If you include...
I think it's more.
You're looking at two different things.
No, because the law says that we cannot make somebody build a road better than what we build ourselves in the county. That law's on the books.
Yeah. Right.
So how can we enforce the $7,000 per tenth a mile if we ourselves aren't spending?
It's about $35,000 a mile just to rework one, isn't it?
Just with oil.
To teal it up and put oil.
Yeah, if you have to go in court and put.
So it's gonna cost at least $70,000 to build a brand new.
It's gonna hit $70,000. Time to get culverts, base, and ditches.
Gary, do you want to say something?
We're looking into the future, and this is something you don't want to go in there and redo all the time. In the past, we just went in there and tilled them up and put oil down.
For about $30,000.
We're trying to make them put a base in for it to hold up for years to come, so we don't have to go right back in there 2 or 3 years to redo it.
Which, if we were to build a mile of road, that's how we would build it.
But you want to know, we can't build them like that all the time right now. We got too many roads.
But when there's a difference in rebuilding one and building a new one. I mean, when we refurbish or re...
They need to go in there and put a foundation and gravel down and then put a good base, you know, to get it to set on for it to hold up longer. And
so this will be to...
That road's not 3/10 of a mile. There's no way. I mean, it's not, but...
Well, he needs to get the mileage down.
But we need to get the mileage figured out.
Have you approved the road, Eric? Or,
you haven't?
No, it's the first time we've been on the court, on the agenda.
Okay, so you need to go look at the road first.
I've looked at it.
Okay, and?
It's not a good road. It does not meet our cul-de-sac specs. It does not meet our surface depth specs. It does meet road width, but it's bumpy, it's a rug board. I would not like to see this even considered.
When was it built?
2-3 years ago. I'm not sure. Ouch. It was built to the old specs, but doesn't meet the old specs. It may have a quarter inch of surface.
A quarter of an inch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gonna talk to him?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
All right, there won't be any action on item 7. Thank you, Eric. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to establish the county clerk annex office as the central counting station for the 2012 general election.
Move to establish the county clerk office as the central counting station for the 2012 election.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to establish the county clerk annex office as the central counting station for 2012 general election. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to appoint central counting station personnel.
I'm requesting that you appoint me as the central counting station manager, Greg Dodson as tabulation supervisor. And this list was already approved. It had Linda Ambrose on it, named as the presiding judge of central counting station. It just wasn't formally.
Okay.
Move to appoint central counting station personnel as described by the county clerk.
Second.
And the meeting we're talking about is the county clerk, by the name of Brandy Lee.
That's me.
Are we sure we can trust her?
The motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree, is to appoint the central counting station personnel as described by the county clerk. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action for the delivery and pickup of the large items for the 2012 general election if necessary.
For the most part, the judges will be able to get everything, but during the primary or the runoff, there were a couple judges that either were physically unable to load the large items into their vehicles or did not have a vehicle big enough. We are going to be too busy surrounding the election. We don't have enough people to deliver these tubs and these signs if they need help. So I would either like a couple of volunteer commissioners that aren't on the ballot to help us out with that. Or if y'all don't think they'll be able to do that, maybe get road bridge or building maintenance to help us.
Judge, I volunteer Cole Heffner and and myself.
I don't think we've got any commissioners to talk about.
I was going to say. will y'all help her out then?
Yeah, I think we can. Call if you need assistance.
Judge, I thought, and Lloyd, I thought we took action a couple years ago to resolve this, and I thought we placed that in the hands of building and maintenance to deliver. We did the road and bridge one time and found out that didn't work that good, and then we moved.
We've had building and maintenance do it for the last couple of elections. I don't know how many, but.
So we'd have to undo that motion there in order to.
Well, check with building maintenance. If they need help, we could help them.
I think we ought to let them fix buildings.
Well, y'all are over building maintenance, so yeah. I think you can help them.
Most of the judges don't have a problem with getting it themselves. If someone says they can't,
I delivered a couple before and then last week.
Yeah. Okay. One. She just wanted to make you aware she may need some help.
Okay.
Y'all have to check your phone when I call you.
Item 11 is discuss and take action to open the courthouse from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during early voting.
Move to open the courthouse 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during early voting.
Second.
I'm just going to assume this is Monday through Friday?
Yes. Monday through Friday. I'll add that to my motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to open the courthouse during early voting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is discuss and take action to approve supplemental list of eligible election judges to replace judges who are not able to serve on election day.
I have an email from Cynthia Ridgway. We had one judge that could not serve on election day, and she has provided me with a name to replace that person.
Okay. It is Marie Lester to replace Denise McDonald.
And that's at the Glenwood.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the supplemental list as provided by the Republican County Chair. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I just couldn't resist.